Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, where he discusses what the Malacha of Chayvel is, has a Shita Mechudeshes regarding the Yisoid of the Malacha. Most, if not all the other Rishonim, say that when a person makes a Chabura in somebody else, the Malacha that he's over is Netilas Neshama. He's taking away a Neshama. Ki Adamu HaNefesh, when a person, just like if you would kill somebody, he would be Netil his whole Neshama. When he is chayvel and makes a chabura on somebody, he's noitel mixas neshama, and therefore the malacha of chavala, the malacha of Yehover and Shabbos, is the malacha of netilas neshama. However, the Rambam, the aforementioned Rambam, says that someone who is chayvel b'chay, sheyesh le'ar, chayiv mishum mefarik. He's chayiv from mefarik. He is extracting, he's taking out dam from somebody, and the Rambam says that it has to be that he needs the dam that's coming out of the chabura in order to be chayiv. But if he's being mechaven to be mazik, and he's not going to be chayiv because he's a mekalkel. Kapanim, the Rambam says, you're not chayiv for netilas neshama. Making a chabura in somebody is a chiyuv of mefarik. The Minchas Chinuch in Meleches Dash brings a question from the Prima Gadim, from our sugya on the Rambam. Our Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Vav is going on the Braisa that brings the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I'm sorry, who says, Kol sheshahal lamed yoyim ba'adam, ein le'nefel shenemer f'duyo miben chodesh tifta. Only after you wait 30 days from the day that a child is born, that's when we could assure that the child is not a nefel. And the pasuk he brings is the pasuk by Pidyon HaBen, and it says, miben chodesh, and Rashi explains it with the Tali Bahachi, since we say that the time that you could do a Pidyon HaBen is only after 30 days, Shema Mino Achshav Nizbarer Shehu Ben Kayama V'loi Kedem L'chein. Only after 30 days is Nizbarer, is it clear that the child is Ben Kayama, the child will live, but not before that. And the Gemara says, Aloi Shah Sveika Havei, and if you don't wait, before you wait, you're only a Safik. And the Gemara asks, Mimal Hechi Mahalina Lei, so how is it possible to make a Mila on any child on the 8th day if his 8th day falls out on Shabbos? Maybe he's a Nefel and he's not Roy for Mila. And it comes out, you're making a chabura, shalei l'shem mitzvah. And Taisvus explains on the top Taisvus, the Bramaskal Mimel, that from the Gemara's question, it's mashma, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel didn't only say this halacha, that you're a suffix until 30 days, by a ben shmaina, meaning an 8-month pregnancy. Rather, he said it by all vladis, because if you only said it by a ben shmaina, what's the Gemara's question, Mimel hechim halinon? I could do a mila by a stam vlad, where we don't know exactly how long the Zman Ibu was. Was it an 8-month? Was it a 7-month? Was it a 9-month? On all vladis, the Gemara asks, Mimal hechi mahalinan. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ada bar Ava, Malin oisay miman avshach. The only way you could do Mila on Shabbos, on the 8th day, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is with a miman avshach. What's a miman avshach? Im chai hu shaber kamoil. If the child's a chai, he's not a nefel, the Mila is great, kevaldik. Im la mechatech bebasar hu. And if the child is a nefel, the child's going to die, then all you're doing is, you're being mechatech bebasar. What's the problem? And Rashi explains, mechatech bebasar shchutahu, v'lei chabura, you're not making a chabura. The child's a nefel, we're looking at like a dead piece of meat, and there's no problems, you're cutting a basar ba'alma. Now, frekti minchas chinuch, b'shein the primer gadim, according to the Rambam, the chayvel is chayiv, because of dash, it's mefarik, has he learned this Gemara? How could the Gemara say that on the tzad that the child's a nefel, you're a mechatech basar ba'alma, and you're not a chayvel? If chayvel's mefarik, even if the child is not alive, the child is a nefel, it has a din mace, he's still going to be chayiv mishum mefarik mishum dash. That's the question that they ask on the Rambam. So if you look in the stipler, in Simon Lamites, the stipler says that the way you can answer this question is really with the question that some of the Achrenim ask on Rashi's Pshat. The Achrenim ask on Rashi. Rashi says that if the child is a nefel, you're a mechatech basar ba'alma, and therefore, mevan avshach, you're going to be, it's a mila that's mutter. Either the child's a chai and it's a good mila, or the child's a mace, and you're a mechatech basar ba'alma. Fregan the Achrenim, why does Rashi have to say that the tzad, that it's not a malacha, is because we look at the nefel, we look at the tzad nefel, like the child has a din mace, and therefore you're mechatech basar ba'alma. Even if you don't give a nefel a din mace, even if he has a din chai, a nefel doesn't have a din mila. So it comes out that my maisa chavala doesn't have a tikkun. It's not a tzerich tikkun. It's a mekalkel ba'alma. And you shouldn't be chayiv on that tzar. Meaning, if the child's a chai, then it has a good bris milah. And if the child's a nefel, what do you have to say mechatech pasu ba'alma hu? Even if you're not a mechatech pasu ba'alma, you're doing a chabura, shalom the tzerich. You're doing a maisa kilkel. You shouldn't be chayiv for that reason. Says the stipler, that's how the Ram learned the Gemara. The Ram learned the Gemara, mechatech pasu ba'alma, is not because of chayil b'chabura, that you're a neutral neshama, or a mefarik, or a dash. The Rambam learned that the Gemara is saying, you're a mechatech basar ba'alma, and what you're doing is a maisa kilkel. Not like Rashi, that we say that the nefel has a din mace. It doesn't matter. You don't have to give the nefel a din mace, even if the nefel has a din chai. The reason why you're not going to be chayav on that sad is because it's a maisa kilkel. Memela, you're going to be pater mimanav shach. And that's how I could do a bris milah on Shabbos, according to Rishon Gamliel, with this mimanav shach. Have a wonderful day.